WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station motorcyclist was killed yesterday after a car pulled out in front of him. College Station police report the driver of the car was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way while making a turn from Newport Lane to Barron Road. The eastbound motorcycle struck the driver's side of the car, killing 37-year-old Rex Letty. The driver of the car, who was not identified, was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. As the Texas A&M System's construction of new buildings at the Rellis campus is underway, so are the development of new academic and workforce programs. Rellis Director James Nelson told Blinn's board of how they recently created a new program based on the need for a hospitality management program because the nearest restaurant is 9 miles away.
The students who are coming through can actually obtain a bachelor's degree after the certificate and the associate's degree from Blinn. We floated that by the team on Friday, and they went, you know, that's a real good idea. So we're providing students an opportunity they don't have, fulfilling a need within the region, and we're providing some eats out at Rellis, which for those working at Rellis is really a critical item.
Dr. Nelson says advertising will start soon for programs to be offered this summer in police officer, in firefighting training, and in construction trades. The cities of Bryan and College Station have made the first revision to extraterritorial jurisdiction agreements since 1980. Also known as ETJs, that's the area outside the city limits that still falls under certain city regulations. Both city councils this month approved an interlocal agreement that determines which way the cities will direct future annexation. During discussion by the Bryan City Council 2 weeks ago, Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman explained the new boundaries are FM 60 to the west and the Navasota River going north from the Highway 30 bridge.
They have approached us and asked, why don't we update this agreement that's 37 years old so that there's going to be no disputes in the future whose ETJ is where, who can annex where.
There was no discussion by the College Station City Council prior to its unanimous approval last week. The current ETJ goes 3.5 miles in both cities. After the next census, College Station's ETJ goes to 5 miles because the population has passed 100,000. A map of the new boundaries is online at WTAW.com. It's been 1 year since the College Station City Council awarded a design contract for the city's new police headquarters along Krennic Tap between Dartmouth and Central Park. The last city council meeting included an update on the continuing work to design the $28 million project. Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman says there is an option for the structure to include the future expansion of the 80,000 square foot main building.
Some of it will come down to what the cost will be. We're pushing the boundaries of our budget right now. We know we need to live within our means. We spent quite a bit of time focusing in on what are our needs versus our wants and then how we bring that cost back down. And that's why it's taken us as much time to get to this point as it has, is that once we get in there and start looking at, we have one shot at doing this, we want to do it right. We certainly want to allow for expansion, but don't want to compromise a need today for the opportunity to potentially build a second story in the future.
The design is expected to be finished by the end of this year, with the start of construction in the summer of next year. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 73 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl. Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating. A company worth remembering.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Good morning, it's 7:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Some breaks of sunshine will try to develop today. We'll find temperatures between 80 and 85. It'll become breezy during the day, and there's even the chance of an isolated shower. A few showers are possible tonight. Those will be 60 to 65. Becomes partly sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high of 70 to 75. Clear tomorrow night. We're down to 40 to 45. Sunshine and only near 60 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy as the A&M men's basketball team gets set to take on Missouri tonight. Meanwhile, we'll preview the A&M baseball team's midweek contest against Prairie View A&M tonight. And in the NBA, Seth Curry and the Mavs handed the Heat a loss in Dallas, while the Rockets fell in Houston to the Pacers. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the WC Tractor Studio, where we are your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So, you know what today is?
Yes.
It's a reason for you. If you don't have a reason to celebrate, if it's snuck up on you, it's Mardi Gras time.
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, and they have celebrations in all sorts of cities, and even places like this. We have restaurants that, you know, have crawfish,
oh,
and
yeah,
gumbo and stuff,
mm-hmm,
like that to celebrate that. The culmination of 11 days of partying and parades. They used to, I don't know if they still do, but there's a radio station called WWL in New Orleans, which you can hear. Used to be able to, maybe not now, but used to be able to hear it in all 48 states. It was the only radio station that you could hear in all 48 states. And so you could listen to that, and my dad said, you know, we need to listen to it on when they have the parades, because they would broadcast the parades on the radio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which was really kind of cool.
That is really cool.
And, you know, they're given great descriptions of all this stuff, and, you know, and there's stuff that they don't mention that's going on, too.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, great big party. And, you know, there are a lot of people who behave that way in New Orleans all the time.
I was going to say, a parade might not make a very good radio thing, since it's kind of a visual thing. But if people are describing what's going on, that could be very cool.
It's like play-by-play. Play-by-play.
There you are, exactly. And, of course, what they do here is really by no comparison to Carnival that goes on in Brazil, which is pretty crazy. Anyway, the deal is, it's the last days of partying before you got to behave yourself.
Yeah.
And it's also Shrove Tuesday. Today is the 68th annual International Pancake Day.
Oh.
Okay. Now, that's different from National Pancake Day. Okay. That's coming up in March. I think March the 7th.
Okay.
Where IHOP gives you like three pancakes or something free. In return, they hope that you'll make a donation to the Children's Miracle Network. So that's coming up. That'll be March the 7th. So that's not what today is. Today is these things.
What does Shrove mean? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, if there are only a way.
I did Google Shrove Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay, so it's the day in February or March immediately preceding Ash Wednesday.
Right.
Which is celebrated by consuming pancakes.
Yeah. Oh. So there.
Okay.
So
get your pancakes ready.
Here's the drill. The contest is between the folks in Liberal Kansas and Olney, England. The whole thing started when Christian Lenten rules prohibited the eating of all dairy products. So housewives would make these pancakes to use up what they had left.
Okay.
Their eggs, their milk, their butter, and all the other fats. The event has grown now from one race lasting just over a minute to a whole weekend of great events. Recipes for the English pancakes date back to the day when it was called wheaten flour. Eggs, butter or lard, and a liquid, be it milk or water or ale or wine. Yeah.
All right.
Flavoring such as white or brown sugar and spices. So the deal is they got to flip a carry a grill and a black pan, I think, and a cast iron skillet, and flip a pancake as they run.
And fun.
They do it 1 year in Liberal, Kansas, and 1 year in Olney, England. And so I'm sure people wear, you know, T-shirts, and they have a whole thing there. Also, it is Bursting Day in Iceland.
Okay.
What does that mean?
This is their pre-Lenten feast of salted meat and peas. I don't know.
Okay.
And it's served to people.
Bursting
and
Day.
And they must eat to the point of bursting, or almost.
Oh.
They fill up on that. Hello.
Y'all forgot one of the locals here. It is Taco Tuesday also.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Well, that's every
Tuesday. Wait a minute. Is there a Taco Tuesday? Is that right?
It's always Taco Tuesday.
Oh. It's rain and tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's rain and tacos.
There you go. They got that for you. Now, with that in mind, a tanker truck carrying propane rolled over on Seattle's Interstate 5 Monday morning, shutting down area roads for about 8 hours, and, of course, concerns about the hazardous spill. But while waiting in the traffic jam, Rachel McQuaid tells the Seattle Times that she spotted somebody walking back to their car with a to-go box of food. There was a taco truck in line among the cars that were stopped because of the accident, and the guy stopped and started making tacos.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So she ordered 2 steak and 2 chicken for her and her husband, sat back and relaxed. That was good food.
Best idea.
It is. That is a good thing.
I wish that would have, on Saturday it was, on 290, I believe it was, there was an accident, and I was caught in it, and, I mean, it wasn't moving for over an hour, just sitting there.
It's what you get for being on 290, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I wish there would have been a taco truck there.
That's, not a bad thing. So making the best of a bad situation.
Yeah.
Now, one more thing on the Mardi Gras deal, of course, mm-hmm. is that they yell to the people on the float, "Throw me something, mister." Of course, they also yell, "Show me something," but that's plenty mm-hmm. different. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but what they do is they have these beads, and
right.
so they throw these beads out there. And the deal is, when it's all done, that's when the cleanup starts, and you're left with thousands of beads,
mm-hmm.
most which cannot be melted down because they're metallic paint.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, one local organization called the Ark of Greater New Orleans collects the leftover beads, cleans them, and then sells them. And they sell them, and at this time of year, there are plenty of takers, especially since the price is really right, often no more than $1 a pound.
Oh, wow.
That's a bunch. Last year, their advocates for people with developmental disabilities, last year they recycled 120,000 pounds of Mardi Gras beads. So something good coming out of all
cool.
that stuff.
So
that's, that's kind of fun. Okay, his name is Jason Cox Sever. He's 23. Probably was a flight attendant from Tempe, Arizona. Not anymore, because he caused two fake bomb threats and calls them into the SkyWest flights that he was on.
Because he didn't want to go to work.
Yeah. Wrote the threat in a bathroom wall also. Faces 20 years in prison for interfering with an aircraft and up to $1 million in fines.
I just don't understand.
Call in sick, okay?
Quit your job.
Call in sick.
Or just, like, don't show up and then deal with that later. That's a better option than calling in a bomb threat.
Well,
is that really why he said he called it in?
He's really not wanting to say. That appears to be it. So Bill Gates took to Reddit to discuss cheeseburgers. What does he eat when you can have anything? Cheeseburgers. Oh. Bill, co-founder, of course, of Microsoft, and is the richest man in the world,
mm-hmm.
visited Reddit Monday for his fifth Ask Me Anything.
Yep.
Questions were a predictable mix of, really deep subjects and just goofy things.
Mm-hmm.
When asked if he ever used a disguise to go incognito, Gates says that he can get by with just a hat. Reddit folk. What do you call people who run Reddit? Redditors? Okay. Anyway, okay. They joke that he puts him on the same level as most superheroes. He believes that the greatest problem facing the current generation is isolation. Well, his company's part of it. Just saying.
Technology is largely responsible for that.
Says he likes vacationing in Australia. Believes a hot dog is only a sandwich if it's chopped up on a burger bun. And one of his favorite foods is the aforementioned cheeseburgers.
Huh.
So I don't know, did you hear anything
else? He's just a regular guy.
Sure he is.
Just like us.
You're a regular billionaire.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. And so that's, so I was talking to a guy the other day who's been in a meeting or two with him, and he'll sit and just doodle on a pad sometimes.
Huh.
And then at the end of the meeting, say the smartest thing in the whole meeting.
Ugh. Must be
nice to be that smart.
Because he's Bill Gates, right? Yeah. So, we know that the media bashes the president, and we're not exactly sure what's going to happen tonight. We already know he's not going to be at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So, are they trying everything they possibly can to get people to think badly of the president of the United States? Well, so, what's the best way to prepare a serve a steak for him? He said it should be well done with ketchup.
Ew.
Terrible.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did he really say that?
I don't know.
Or
I'm not
just reporting.
Again,
it could be fake news one more time.
Yeah. Okay, the well-done steak lover is an uncommon one, and a person who likes ketchup on their steak is even more rare. But that's how Donald likes his steak, and betting if you like well done with ketchup, you probably voted for him too. So
wow.
Right.
He's probably never had a real good cooked steak if he likes it like that.
I agree. Hello.
Hey, Scott. WWL still does do cover the parades, but it's WWL-TV, which is a CBS affiliate. There.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, the TV helps. That's kind of fun. Yeah, no, he's had a steak that's medium rare or rare or something like that.
Yeah, and probably cost about $90.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he may have sent it back because he didn't like it that way. Yeah, Kobe beef, right, exactly.
Oh,
but,
man.
But with ketchup on it, I don't know.
No.
I'm not sure. But see,
again. Well, because it's cooked well done. You have to have something
some flavor,
to go with it.
You're right, though. I think this is just, I think this very well could be fake news, even though people like the Washington Post are reporting it, which obviously they would. But because I think it's just something to make people not like him because nobody likes that
idea.
Who
cares?
One more reason. Sure. Sure.
That's true, too. Yeah.
And if I were able to eat dinner with him, I guess I'd have my steak any way I wanted. I don't know if I'd care. Or would he care? He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Do anything you want to do. So there. All right, TV tonight, The Voice. Did you watch The Voice?
No, I told y'all.
Well, I know.
I'm not allowing myself.
I know.
Actually, my DVR was still like hooked up to record it. And I was like, no, delete.
Stop. Don't
delete.
Do that. Okay. All right. So you're not going to get...
No,
I
got so hooked last season, and I just don't have time for that.
Well, we had a local girl also on
the
board.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
So we did. That was really the main reason I got started watching it. Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's new tonight, and blind auditions will continue. Mm-hmm. And then if you're going to watch the presidential address live, it starts at 8 o'clock tonight. You will
and that's the problem session. With The Voice is it's on like two nights a week.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just take up time one, and then it's like 2 hours long.
Sure.
So I just,
it's a lot of time.
It is a lot of time.
Burning your life away watching The Voice.
Basically.
Good move.
Does
okay,
your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and The Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years experience, The Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call The Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at metroministorage.net. Metro Mini Storage. Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Brazos Valley will host Bowl for Kids' Sake on Saturday, March 4th at Grand Station Entertainment. Each year, this event raises thousands of dollars that are put to immediate use right here in Bryan College Station, matching up at-risk children with caring adult mentors. If you want to make a difference in a kid's life, gather some friends, a few coworkers, and put together a bowling team. It's easy to raise money to help the next generation of children find success in school and in life. Download the app or visit bigmentor.org/AggieBFKS to register for Bowl for Kids' Sake on March 4th.
All right, 7:25. All right, I guess we're going to say that winter's over, we hope. Saying it makes it so. But the folks at Intercon want to remind you, you know, a lot of the work that they do is in the summertime because we know the heat's going to be here again. And one of the things that happens is the sun kind of beats into your house, or maybe you have an outbuilding somewhere, and just makes it hot and unbearable in there. Well, they have solar screens that they can outfit your windows with, and you can choose the color, the style, and also the amount of blockage, anywhere from 10 to 90%, so that you can keep the interior room or a building much cooler because that sun's not beating down on that. That's another thing that Intercon does. And, of course, all the time, they do windows. They can repair the windows that you have, or they can put new ones in for you. But most importantly, it's a local company, been doing this for decades, so they've got tons of customers right here in the Brazos Valley who they've done work for. And at the same time, because they are a local company, you get to deal with the owners, and you can make sure that the installers are local folks who do this all the time, as opposed to if you go to a big box store, sometimes they just bring crews in to do that kind of work. Well, that's not the case when you deal with Intercon. So whether it's solar screens or whether it's windows for your home or your business or an outbuilding that you have, give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. Let's check some weather. It's sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Going to be up about 86 or so today, maybe a little bit warmer. Will be windy. That'll help out somewhat. Winds out of the south at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. Tonight, there's a slight chance of showers, and we'll be down to 63. Tomorrow's kind of a different day, though. We'll have a chance of rain probably before noon. It'll be a slight chance. And then our high will only be 71, with north winds in the afternoon, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. About 44 for a low temperature on Wednesday night, and then we'll continue that pattern as we get to the weekend. Probably maybe getting 70, and then down to the middle 40s or lower 40s for our lows on Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. Currently, we've got 94% relative humidity, and it's 72 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
My friends, the picture looks grim for the big film studios. The Wall Street Journal says this year's Oscars took place during one of the gloomiest times for the movie industry in recent memory. Paramount lost almost $500 million last year. Sony wrote off almost $1 billion. None of the movies up for Best Picture made $100 million. That's considered the break-even point for major movies. According to a survey by The Hollywood Reporter, 60% of you could not name a single movie nominated for Best Picture. Now, the Journal lists some reasons for all this. One, fewer people go to the movies because of Netflix, HBO, and other ways of watching. Two, lack of originality. Most big studio movies are based on comic books, best-selling novels, or old franchises like Star Wars. And three, big stars, sky-high pay is hurting the bottom line. Now, these explanations make sense as far as they go. But the Journal leaves out a big reason that big movie is laying an egg, and that's politics. The endless tirades from hardcore liberal actors have turned off millions of their former customers. Hollywood is totally disconnected from much of its audience. And with so many stars suffering Trump derangement syndrome, that's not going to get better anytime soon. Liberalism is why so many Americans think that Hollywood values just aren't worth it paying to see. Who wants to be insulted and slapped in the face 3 straight hours?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now, 10% off by using promo code RUSH. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RUSH and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Construction of College Station's new police department headquarters is still more than 1 year away. At the last council meeting, Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman provided a design update of the campus located along Krennic Tap between Dartmouth and Central Park. One of the considerations is parking for multiple functions.
What we attempted to do is to consider some of this parking that may be up front here for the public and down here could possibly be used for special events or routine events or activities to take place at Central Park.
There are different parking areas for the main lobby and the city jail. There is also separation inside the building for different police priorities.
The two-story portions of the building are limited. They're the operations within the PD. They really work function better if it's flat and linear. So we have some offices upstairs. We have, I believe, dispatches upstairs. Majority of the resources and the people in the offices are downstairs, along with evidence and meeting and training rooms.
It's been 1 year since the council awarded the design contract of the $28 million project. The design process is expected to continue through the end of this year, with construction slated right now to start in the summer of 2018. We are about a month away from seeing groundbreaking at the site of Blinn College's academic building on the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus. That was part of an update given by Rellis Director James Nelson to Blinn's Board of Trustees last week in Bryan.
The anticipated initial degrees that are coming in, looking at the skills side, kind of going from left to right, is the police officer training, the firefighting training is going to be offered. The construction trades are coming on. You'll see many of those begin to be advertised in the late May, early June timeframe for offering this summer.
Dr. Nelson says they are still forming the Rellis Workforce External Academic Advisory Council.
We have an obligation to respond in some manner to every piece of advice that is given. Some of it's going to be phenomenal things, and we're going to kind of hit ourselves up beside the head and say, why on earth didn't we think of that? Other things are going to be phenomenal idea, but we just can't do that now because. Dr. Hallmark and I have talked about, President Hensley and I have talked about, is with that council being formed, we have the obligation to respond to every piece of advice that is given.
The mayors of the Twin Cities and the Brazos County judge are among those who are on the advisory council. The direction of future annexation in the Twin Cities have been approved by both city councils. It's the first update in 37 years to extraterritorial jurisdiction or ETJ agreements. This allows both cities to have some control of land development within 3.5 miles of the city limits. After the next census, College Station's ETJ goes to 5 miles because the population has passed 100,000. At last week's College Station Council meeting, there was no discussion prior to its unanimous vote. That's a week after the Bryan City Council did the same. Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman said the request was made by College Station in order to avoid the possibility of future disagreements.
They propose to, you know, solidify this boundary and then go north here along the Navasota River and then furthermore extend the common ETJ boundary along Highway 60 pretty much indefinitely.
The division along the Navasota River from the Highway 30 bridge gives Bryan control to the west and allows College Station to expand its footprint in Grimes County to the east. A map of the new boundaries is online at WTAW.com. A motorcyclist was killed in a crash in College Station yesterday afternoon. According to College Station police, the driver of a car failed to yield the right of way while turning from Newport Lane to Barron Road. The motorcycle going east on Barron struck the car on the driver's side. The motorcyclist who was killed was identified as 37-year-old Rex Letty of College Station. The driver of the car, who was not identified, was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. A Saturday night armed robbery of a Bryan convenience store resulted in no injuries and no shots being fired. Police report two men with their faces covered took an undisclosed amount of money from Oaks Food Mart on East 29th and Still Meadow Drive. Anyone with information is asked to call BPD's Criminal Investigation Division or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. A state representative from San Antonio wants a criminal investigation and financial sanctions as the result of Baylor's sexual assault scandal.
Indeed, very recently, Baylor officials have acknowledged over 125 sexual assault cases in their own report.
Representative Roland Gutierrez wants the state to divert $5 million in DPS funding from border security to pay for the investigation.
We get the Texas Rangers to go and investigate the obstruction of justice that has happened at Baylor University.
Gutierrez also says because Baylor broke Texas laws, he is calling for a sizable reduction in the $10 million state grant the private school receives. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 73 degrees. Be part of the show. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Brad Mitchell in the studio here with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, it's the new year. People now are making resolutions, things like that. You got any sort of suggestions that people might have for their resolutions this year?
How about having your own workout facility in your own backyard? A heated swimming pool can do that for you, Brad.
That's awesome. Now, of course, obviously, pools aren't just for getting in shape. They're also fun for the whole family, right?
Yeah, you know, one New Year's resolution we hear a lot is that families want to spend more time together. And I think there's nothing better than having a pool in your backyard. This is the time. If you want a pool for 2017, call us right now and let's talk, let's sit down, let's look at your backyard, and let's get a pool started.
Don't wait. Let Sunshine Fun Pools help you fulfill your New Year's resolution today by giving them a call at 690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com. They've got easy financing and 48-hour approval guaranteed, and that free Hayward heater deal has been so successful, they're going to extend it one more month. That's Sunshine Fun Pools, 690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Good morning, 738. Infomaniacs, here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Some breaks of sunshine will try to develop today. We'll find temperatures between 80 and 85. It'll become breezy during the day, and there's even the chance of an isolated shower. A few showers are possible tonight. Those will be 60 to 65. Becomes partly sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high of 70 to 75. Clear tomorrow night. We're down to 40 to 45. Sunshine and only near 60 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M men's basketball team takes on Missouri tonight in Columbia. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy. Meanwhile, Prairie View A&M comes to Olsen tonight to face the Aggs in a midweek contest. And in the NBA, the Mavs handed the Heat their third loss in 19 games, while in Houston, the Rockets blew a large first-half lead and fell to the Pacers. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. And if you are a tired today, didn't get enough sleep last night, didn't sleep well, it's okay because today is public sleeping day, National Public Sleeping Day. Just know that somebody may be watching you. Okay. All right. Oh, we didn't do a leap year birthdays.
Leap year birthdays.
Yeah. Didn't think about that. Yeah, I had a friend growing up who was born on a leap year.
Yeah, so the
or a leap day.
I guess the only only person who we really know is Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker. The big tall dude. Yeah.
Right.
He's 57 years old. I guess you celebrate today or you can celebrate tomorrow or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think my friend always celebrated on the 28th. Okay. I think she because February is technically still your birthday month.
That's right. Happens then.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay. All right. Despite the popularity of horoscopes, most people don't really want to know their futures. Study coming out of Europe tells us that particularly true if future events are negative, like a person's death.
Well, obviously. Yeah.
The research, yes, again out of Europe, surveyed more than 2,000 adults, found that 85 to 90% of the participants said they wouldn't want to know about certain future negative events in their lives, and 40 to 70% said they wouldn't want to know about certain positive future events.
Huh.
Yeah.
1% of the participants always said that they wanted to know what the future held for them. That's the reason that all the fortune tellers aren't rich. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly.
More that they don't want to know what's going on out there as opposed to that they do want to know what's going on out there.
There is kind of an interesting idea. If you've ever seen the movie Big Fish with Ewan McGregor, it's a really good movie. There's an interesting concept in there where when you do learn, though, the future of when you're going to die and how you're going to die, you know that everything prior to that is not going to kill you, so you can do anything at that point.
Interesting.
You could be a superhero because you know that you're going to survive.
Yeah, but you could be injured severely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, for sure.
But if you know how it's going to happen.
But it won't kill you.
Yeah, right, you know.
Okay, so obviously there's a contest for everything now, including sign spinners.
Oh, sign spinners.
Got a few of those in town.
Well, we do now. You know, I'm thinking about. I know that there's usually one on Villa Maria.
Yep, the right tax
across,
place,
right
or
across
the...
from the mall. Right, mm-hmm. The tax place, and I think there's probably somebody out there.
The
this...
mall. It's not Manorist Mall anymore.
What is it,
Scott?
What is it called? Tejas Center.
The Tejas Center.
Okay, that's right. Anyway, so
the mall.
Yeah, I know.
Flashback.
Really. Yeah. So there used to be a place I think that bought and sold gold, and there would be a person who would stand out there and spin that sign.
And then during the Halloween season, there's sometimes one on University
That's
where
right.
that Halloween Express store used to go in.
Yep.
And they're usually dressed up in a real fun costume.
Well, but the deal is that generally we don't have a whole bunch of them here, but this must be something in bigger cities where it's around a lot, at least enough that they had the World Spinning Championships in Las Vegas. Okay, just saying. More than 100 of the human billboards broke out their best moves for the crowd in downtown Las Vegas in multiple heats with hip-hop and pop tunes blasting. The competitors twirled a 5-pound sign with one hand on their head and took their jacket off even while doing a handstand.
Ooh.
Yeah, the competitors' 10th edition... 10th edition?
Wow.
Wow.
All,
okay.
Right.
All right.
Got some veteran sign spinners.
Yeah. So the question is, how much do they make, right?
Right.
Apparently, A Arrow, which is one of these companies, pays $10 to $20 an hour depending on experience and the city where you're working. Other sign spinners can earn less and see less steady work. Okay, now again, if you're one of those sign spinners and you're listening to us this morning, this is in Los Angeles, okay? So if you're not making that in Bryan, don't get all depressed, okay?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it went to the point where the Houston Chronicle did a sideline report on the Houston spinners.
Okay.
And 10 of Houston spinners who were employed by this company went to their 10th annual spin. Oh, my gosh. The first place prize? $5,000.
Wow. Wow. All right.
Wow. Man.
For spinning.
It's probably
a sign.
More than they make in a year.
Yeah, that's true. Hello.
Yeah, my favorite was the guy spinning the giant pair of golden scissors advertising vasectomies.
Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, you're right. Do they have to wait on the phone call? Are they booked into such and such? You know, if you look at your calendar, have they booked you into something in April or May or June? Got a big week coming up, 4th of July weekend. You're going to be, you know, spinning something. I don't know.
I'm sure there are busy seasons.
I suppose. Yeah. Again, I think we're in it now with the tax season. And then do you look around for places going out of business so you can go in and be a spinner?
Right. Because when Hastings went out of business over there
Texas
and Villa Maria, there were like at least four or five. They weren't spinners. They were just sign holders.
Yeah,
but and down Villa Maria.
Okay, now, when do you make the graduation? When do you jump?
You know,
when do you jump from a holder
to spinner?
I mean,
I'm not really sure how much experience you need.
Well, but, all right. Is the kind of thing that you wait until there's not much traffic and you practice it, or do you practice it at home?
Well, you know.
Think about that. Take your sign home with you. No, don't take your job home with
in
you.
In actual news, we did just get a text in, and although you should always avoid 2818 when possible, there is a seven-car accident just west of 2818, the overpass over Welburn Road.
Oh, man.
So all please avoid 2818 or be prepared to just crawl towards work today.
Okay. 2818.
7:45. Man, great timing for that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Glad to have that there. Oh, guess this is a shock. Women with children living at home are more likely to be sleep deprived. Wow. What are the chances of that? But having noisy little rugrats, well, they don't have to be rugrats. They can just be noisy.
Mm-hmm.
In the house has nothing to do with it when it comes to altering a man's sleep patterns. Yeah, we sleep through anything.
Mm-hmm.
CBS News and Georgia Southern University did a study. Found only 48% of women got enough sleep each night, enough being 7 hours, than women who don't have any kids. Moms also reported feeling tired during the day. Imagine that.
Right.
More often than anyone else. 14 days out of the month. They're tired.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And you guys come home going, boy, am I really tired. I had a tough day today at the air conditioned office. The researchers said that they conducted the same analysis on men, found that children basically had no impact whatsoever on sleep pattern of men.
Yeah. Because mom's taking care of them.
That's right. It's the whole reason that that happens. So there you are.
Bill Oliver texted in, any taco trucks around the pileup?
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
We did have a couple people text in and made a great, great note about that story earlier. They said cooking tacos on an open flame with a propane truck flipped over.
Perfect.
Did they even think about
that?
Yeah,
good point. That's right. Caller.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Chelsea for the traffic update. I was just able to exit on the Welburn Road before the accident.
Thanks
to the texter.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. You know, hey, we're in this little glass tower all day. We don't know what's going on out there. If you'll let us know, then we'll let other folks know, and that way you can get to work on time.
You can never plan on when your child will get a fever, flu, scrapes, bumps, or bruises. That's why almost 40 years ago, University Pediatric Association established weekend hours, evening hours, and after-hours appointments. Now UPA is offering walk-in, drop-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. Log on to upadocs.com for complete operational hours. UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans, so call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Did you know that the world's largest dump truck is almost 30 feet high and can haul 500 metric tons of dirt? It's true, but that's not important to remember. What may be helpful, though, is to understand that your children are a lot like dump trucks. There's a metaphor here. Both children and dump trucks can hold a lot of stuff. Your children may be filled with a ton of worries, whether it's a bad grade, an upcoming test, or an argument with a friend at school. Children are also like dump trucks because at some point, after they get emotionally filled up, they need to unload. Just like a dump truck, your children are going to get filled up again and again, which means they'll need to unload over and over. And the way to help them do that is by listening intently when they need to talk. And remember this, your children are going to unload their feelings with someone. You want their primary choice to be you. To tip the odds in your favor, think of your child as a dump truck filled with diamonds. If that were the cargo, every single item would be valuable to you, worthy of your full attention. And when your child is unloading, don't shovel stuff back in. In other words, don't add your input or interrupt them. You can share your thoughts later. For now, just listen. Being truly heard and valued is the bedrock of your child's entire future. So when they unload their dump truck, give full attention to every diamond they share. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
A hearty breakfast that gets you out of bed in the morning and the road that lets you safely get to work have one thing in common: salt. Not only does salt make your food taste better, it makes icy roads safer. Using salt to de-ice the roads can reduce car crashes by 88% and injuries by 85%. Icy roads end where salt begins. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 81st Masters Tournament, April 3rd through the 9th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2017 Masters.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Well, for the final time during the regular season, the Texas A&M men's basketball team hits the road as the Aggies venture to Columbia to face Missouri tonight. Earlier this season, the Aggs carted a 76-73 victory over the Tigers. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on what he saw from Mizzou the first time they played.
The Barnett kid had 24. He had a heck of a game. We did a poor job of guarding him and switching ball screens when he played to four. Hopefully, we recognize what he's capable of doing. And I thought their zone gave us some problems. We weren't able to consistently put them away, and we got to get back in transition. They got some easy baskets in transition. They play hard, and every game they've been competitive, even Kentucky.
Robert Williams notched career highs in both points and rebounds in the game. Missouri enters the week with a 7-21 overall record and a 2-14 mark in SEC play. The Tigers are 2-5 in their last seven games, but have been highly competitive during the stretch, with three of the losses coming by just 3 points, including the previous contest with the Aggs. Tip-off for tonight's game is slated for 6 p.m. with pregame at 5:30, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the Aggie baseball team is in the midst of the busiest portion of their schedule, playing two midweek games for the first of two consecutive weeks. The Maroon and White host Prairie View A&M tonight and Incarnate Word Wednesday on Olsen Field. The Aggies will be sending a pair of southpaws out for starts, including John Doxakis tonight and Kaylor Chafin making his first career start on Wednesday. Both games begin at 6:30 p.m. with pregame at 6:15, and you can hear them on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. For A&M softball, Samantha Shaw was named SEC Pitcher of the Week, and Peyton McBride earned SEC Freshman of the Week honors yesterday. Shaw completed a 2-0 record against number 1 Florida State and number 23 BYU at the Mary Nutter Collegiate Classic. Against the Seminoles, she tied a career high with 15 strikeouts and allowed just 4 hits. McBride earned her first career save, closing out the 7th inning against number 14 Michigan. McBride allowed a 2-out single but solidified the Aggies' 5-0 weekend with a ground out to 3rd. The Deer Park, Texas native threw a perfect inning against BYU. The Aggs return to action tomorrow for a home game against Houston. First pitch is slated for 6 p.m., and you can catch that one on Willie 1550. In football, Texas A&M ties a school record with 9 2017 NFL Combine invitations for the event, which will be held in Indianapolis beginning tonight through March 6th. Among the 9 Aggies are Jermaine Illuminor, Justin Evans, Miles Garrett, Avery Genesee, Deshaun Hall, Trevor Knight, Speedy Noyle, Josh Reynolds, and Ricky Seals-Jones. Garrett, Noyle, and Seals-Jones are juniors who declared early for the NFL draft. In the NBA,
off to the White Powell from Devin Harris.
What?
Seth Curry scored 29 points. Harrison Barnes added 24, and the Dallas Mavericks beat Miami 96-89 last night, handing the Heat just their third loss in 19 games. Curry looked a little like famous older brother Steph Curry of Golden State by hitting two long three-pointers in the second half, the latter giving Dallas a 90-89 lead. Meanwhile, in Houston,
Teague with a good job recovering, and now Harden over the top, and that banks in.
Jeff Teague scored 25 points, and the Indiana Pacers overcame a huge first-half deficit and withstood a late rally by Houston to beat the Rockets 117-108 last night. C.J. Miles made a three-pointer with 40 seconds left to make it 113-108, and Teague made a pair of free throws after that to put the game out of reach. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tired of playing chauffeur for your team, but you're not sure how you're going to be able to fit driver's education in with their busy school schedule? Well, with Safeway Driving, you no longer have to wait until summer to get your teen on the road driving safely. Safeway's online courses saves parents 32 trips to the driving school and allows students to work at their pace and on their schedule. With the highest trained instructors in the state, you'll have the peace of mind that comes from knowing your student is getting the best driving training in the industry. Enroll today online, SafewayDriving.com, or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email Sam at BryanBroadcasting.com.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. We do have some sun out there right now. We weren't going to necessarily have that today, but it's going to be 86.
Whew.
86.
It's right.
February.
Still February.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So a group of road workers in England came up with a way to keep from getting bored. They called it the Cement Mixer Challenge. Involved one guy climbing into the cement mixer.
Of course it did.
Sure, while the co-workers spun it.
Oh.
Online video shows one participant begging his friends to stop. Another one spins for a few moments, then falls out upside down. Clip was filmed by road workers in the town of South Coldford, England. Unclear whether their bosses are angry after finding out how the men spent their day.
I would think so. Because it's kind of a waste of time.
Well, and pretty quickly, I don't think that sounds like a really good team. Good idea. Yeah. Good idea. Don't do that. Just don't. All right? So there. All right. So there's a website called Raptitude from a guy named David. Well, it says his name is David Raptitude. I don't know if that's right or not. Anyway, he recently published an article giving us 67 pieces of unsolicited advice. Not going to give all of them to you, but here's some things that may make your trek in life a little easier. Ignore one-star and five-star reviews of anything, books, hotels, products. The three-star review will answer all your questions. When you're a host, use that experience to learn how to be a better guest, and vice versa. And if you don't know your keyboard shortcuts that are out there, if you don't know what Control-Z does, your life is definitely harder than it should be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Control Z is the most used key combination to undo the previous action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Things in our life, we wish we could just hit Control Z, right?
Oh, man, if Control Z was a life button.
That would be so cool. Oh. Reach out to people who you know are shy. It's hard for them to get involved in social things without somebody making a point of including them. So just kind of be a nice person and do that. If you need to stop for any reason in a public place, move to the side first. Everybody will appreciate it, okay?
In a busy shopping mall or an airport.
Or a grocery store.
Anywhere. Mm-hmm.
It is amazing how slowly people can move sometimes. So just move over to the side, okay? It helps out, okay? Before you share an interesting fact on Facebook, take 30 seconds to Google it first, see if it in fact is a fact. Avoid arguing about politics unless it's for entertainment value. By the time it's an argument, nobody's listening to you anyway.
Yeah.
And they're not, you know, you're not going to
change anybody's mind. Yeah.
When driving, pretend the other drivers are all friends and relatives. It makes the driving experience friendlier and often hilarious.
Shirley! Okay. Turn on your blinker!
or turn off your blinker, whatever it happens to be. Yeah. Don't act while you're angry. Remorse lasts way longer than the anger does. And own at least one plant. First, it will never judge you. And second, it'll let you know if you're getting careless.
Oh,
okay.
Good one. I might go buy a plant today.
Called raptitude. There you are. Look for a high temperature today, about 86, 73 now at 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryant.